The FBI handed over a list of agents who worked on the January 6th Capitol riot cases to the Department of Justice on Tuesday. Instead of names, the FBI provided employee ID numbers, titles, roles, activities, and office locations for about 4,000 employees. Over the years, the DOJ has investigated Donald Trump in several cases. From 2017 to 2019, special counsel Robert Mueller looked into whether Trump's campaign colluded with Russia to interfere in the 2016 election. The Mueller report found Russian interference, but no evidence to charge Trump's campaign with conspiracy or coordination. Later, federal prosecutors investigated whether Trump's involvement in hush money payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal violated campaign finance laws. No federal charges were filed against Trump, but his lawyer, Michael Cohen, was convicted for related violations. After Trump left office in 2021, the FBI began investigating his possession of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. In August 2022, the FBI executed a search warrant, seizing numerous documents. Following the January 6th riot, the DOJ began probing Trump's role in the events, with ongoing scrutiny over his actions before and during the riot. Last week, the Trump DOJ ordered the FBI to identify all employees who worked on January 6th cases. In response, 9 anonymous FBI agents filed a lawsuit to block their identities from being made public, arguing it could expose them to retaliation from Trump supporters. They fear the list might be published by Trump's allies, putting them and their families in danger. Trump has criticized the FBI, calling it corrupt. And when asked about potential firings, he did not offer specifics. The FBI Agents Association, representing over 14,000 current and former agents, also filed a lawsuit Tuesday seeking to protect the agents' identities. The DOJ has not commented on the lawsuits.